Okay. Thank you. Okay. Last time we discussed the Tvila Bilal Shabbos and the Machlokas HaPoskim, under what circumstances do we discourage or not allow Tvila Bilal Shabbos? The consensus of those Poskim is along the lines of the Ramah and the Shach, as opposed to the one being in position of the Taz, that in both situations we do allow for Tvila Bilal Shabbos, and many contemporary of us assume even if there was theoretically an opportunity to vote before Shabbos, but there was some reasonable intent to prevent that, then Tvila Bilal Shabbos would still be allowed, even though we're just talking in the quite about Matthew Morgenstern, are more on the Machmir side here, that if there was a possibility of being told before, even if there was some reasonable impediment, the Yashiv was more reticent to allow Tvila Bilal Shabbos, and many other contemporary poskim are more willing to allow Tvila Bilal Shabbos even under such circumstances, as long as there wasn't an absolute Shia. The related question is, if you do go to Mikvah on Friday night, are you allowed to use hot water? So the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Siman Shin Kaf Vav, Asher Lircha Kol Gufo Afilu Kol Eiver Ve'Eiver Levad Afilu B'mayim Shehuchmi Me'er Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water, even if that water was prepared before Shabbos, because we're concerned that you may come to heat up water on Shabbos. So how does this play out when it comes to Tvila Bilal Shabbos? Bitzvah Juvah in Sifkat and Beis quotes a Shuvah of the Chacham Tzvi. If you take a look inside at his citation here, Sifkat and Beis, I am the Shuvah of Chacham Tzvi, Simon Yud Aleph, She'osu l'nashe l'itbal b'leil Shabbos b'chamin, Mishim da'asu l'irchot kol gufa b'chamin Shabbos. So that's a very smart chutzot. No indication that Tvila is any chutzot, and therefore the asu to go to the mikvah in hot water on Friday night. However, he goes on to quote, in the Afsha B'chala Amor, Yatiru Lehem Litbol Benesh Nashos, Lo Tavon Lebatean Ad Halayla. But if it's impossible to go to the mikvah in cold water, then there's what to rely on to go to the mikvah Benesh Nashos in hot water, because the Lo Gazru and Dina Derabanan B'makam Mitzvah during Benesh Nashos. So the Chacham Tzvi would say, better to go in cold water. If it's impossible to go in cold water, then you can use hot water, Benesh Nashos, because we're only talking about a Dindra Bana and a Benesh Nashos, and Lo Hamidah Devei and a Benesh Nashos with Tovech Mitzvah. Then the Pesach Tshuva cites the Novi Huda, Novi Huda Tinyana Arachayim Simen Kof Dalet, Novi Huda Tinyana Simen Kof Dalet. Now, the Huda is Messiah, a carbon asinal in Shabbos. The carbon asinal is on the Rosh Perek Bay Simon Kafes. Rosh Perek Bay Simon Kafes in Shabbos, Oath Kuf and the carbon asinal. So the carbon asinal has a brief and unexplained statement, just writes that the Xeris Merchatos did not include Tvila B'nit. Okay, the carbon asinal, just so same, one line, that the Xeris Merchatos was not extended, did not include Tvila b'mikvah, and therefore a woman to go to the mikvah in hot water on Friday night. That's all the covenant final says, but he doesn't explain how he knows that or why that should be. Says in Odeh Yehuda that maybe the rationale for this covenant final is the whole reason for the Derek Merchatos, the reason that washing yourself in hot water is we're concerned that you may come to heat up the water on Shabbos, and therefore, even if it's heated up before Shabbos, there is Merkusos, you can wash yourself in hot water. But when it comes to Tvila, Tvila is Dafka at the very beginning of Shabbos, because we have to minimize the gap between Chatifa and Tvila, as we'll discuss. So maybe that Chashash wasn't really Shayach to the same degree when it comes to Tvila B'nikra, and therefore the Xeris Merkusos was never expressed in the context of Tvila. There's no legitimate concern that you may come to hear the word on Shabbos if you're only going to the mikvah at the very beginning of Shabbos anyway. That's another Yehuda suggestion to explain the carbon ethanol. And then he writes Rashi, and that Gemara in Shabbos that talks about various merchazos, lamentes on the base, deeper maskul bekli. Rashi lamentes on the base, deeper maskul bekli. Rashi writes, what's the concern? The concern is about the roa, that the roa, the one observing an individual washing himself in hot water on Shabbos, is going to think that the water was heated on Shabbos. The Rashi frames the concern of the Teres Merchatzos from the perspective of the Roa. Seven of the Behuda, the Roa is not going to think that the mikvah was heated up on Shabbos because Mayim Shuvin is inadmissible for a mikvah anyway. So that's less of a concern. You're going to think you heated up the water on Shabbos. You don't have the ability to do so because it can't be that they just poured hot shuvin into the mikvah anyway. Nevertheless, the fact that the Nazi Yehuda has two suggestions for the carbon ethanol, number one, that maybe the Teres Merchatzos didn't apply to tefillah because it's after the beginning of Shabbos and no one's going to think, we're not worried that you're going to come and heat up water, or number two, the comment of Rashi that it's on the perspective of the Roef, and the Roef is not going to think that the mikvah water is heated up on Shabbos because that would be a psul shuvin. Nevertheless, the Nazi Yehuda says that carbon ethanol, notwithstanding, absent a raya, mukhrachas, you can't just be matir being tovel the chamin. So the Nazi Yehuda is not the fan of being tovel the chamin. He writes in Simon Cafe that his horos were that they should stop heating up the water 2 hours before Shabbos began, so that by the time Shabbos began, the water would be kosher and be lukewarm and wouldn't be hot anymore. And that's the fact of Rav Yashiv is quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern, that on Friday night, a woman should use only kosher, only lukewarm water, and not hot water. So I don't know what the common practice is in Eretz Yisrael. But in America, it seems that everybody uses hot water on Shabbos, despite the objections of the Nozbi Huda and the Chacham Tzvi, as we'll come back to in a moment. Now, if you are going to use kosher, if the Nozbi Huda suggested to turn off the heat before Shabbos so that by the time Shabbos begins, the water is going to be lukewarm, what is halacha we consider to be lukewarm? The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Kavav Sif Gemel. Shin Kavav Sif Gemel, it's not so clear. He says, maybe it means that if it's cooler than what people normally would refer to as hot, that would be considered kosher. So if it's cooler than hot, that's already lukewarm. But he acknowledges that there's no clear Hagdara to work with. Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelak Dalid Simon Mandalid, Chelak Dalid Simon Mandalid Os Kavav, quotes earlier Achronim that Poshrin is Kechamimus Harok, that it is the temperature of saliva coming out of the mouth. Okay. But some of the other Achronim, earlier than Mitzvah Sitzchak, some of the other Achronim have a different approach than the Nozbi Huda and are more willing to allow for hot water for the following reasons. Chuvas Avnei Nezer, Orachayim Simin Tafkuf Kavav Os Aleph. Avnei Nezer, Orachayim Simin Tafkuf Kavav Os Aleph writes that maybe the Gzeiras Merchatzos was never applied to a Yosef and Nifna situation. If you're going to take a bath, so then that would be b'chal Gzeiras Merchatzos to take a bath in hot water. But if he's just going to jump into the mikvah and jump out of the mikvah, then maybe the Gzeiras Merchatzos was never stated in that context. And the Sidrei Torah writes in Oz in Sifkat and Tazayin that the minhag is to be tovel in hot water. The Sidrei Torah was also in Prague. S-
to the Torah was before the Novi Yehuda, right? Yeah, right. So the Novi Yehuda wrote that he told the mikveh attendants in Prague to stop heating up the water 2 hours before Shabbos. But the Sidrei Torah refers to Minhag. I'm assuming he's referring to the Minhag where he was. He was in Prague. That well, he was in other places too. The Minhag is to wash yourself in hot water in the mikveh Friday night because there's Tara de Gufa to use cold water. It's uncomfortable. And that's considered to be a mitzvah. And the Derek Merchatzov wasn't applied in a situation of a mitzvah. Or that you're allowed to be Roches in a situation of Tsar. And the Darkei Tshuva in Tivkat and Zayin quotes in Binyan Siyan, Simon Ayin Vav, Binyan Siyan Ayin Vav, writes that this has been the practice for many generations to be tovel in hot water on Friday night, and you shouldn't be ma'arer on a minhag that's existed for many generations. And even Rav Avner, Chelek Hei Simon Mandalid, Chelek Hei Simon Mandalid is not excited about it, but he thinks that Yesh on the Malismoch to use hot water on Friday night. And as we said, at least in America, that is definitely the minhag olam to use regular hot water on Friday night. Rabbi Willig in Riverdale has the mikvah let women go 20-25 minutes after Shkia on Friday night, which is earlier than you would on a normal night. But Ikra Din, that's considered to be Tesach HaKavim. So on some level, your Raviach, the Dod Vihuda, that according to some, that's still Ben Ashrashos. And there's more of a reason to allow hot water than Ben Ashrashos. But the Ikra Din is really after the going in faith. So well, we can consider that to be a taste. And Rabbi Willig points out that that way you're also marviach the tzniyah factor, that if women are going to only be allowed to go into the mikvah 50 minutes after Shkia, so they're either coming to the mikvah when everyone's leaving shul, or they're leaving the mikvah when everyone's leaving shul. And that is not a great situation. Minhag and Broyers for members of the Kehillah is to allow Tvila earlier, right after Shkia on Friday night, or certain a few minutes after Shkia. And that is during Ben Ashrashas, but not at Seif. And that's what the Sidrei Torah notes in Sivkat and Tess was the Minhag in Frankfurt in his time. Even though he quotes the Be'er Sheva as being masig on this Minhag, but the thrust of the Hasdag of the Be'er Sheva was on those people that went to the mikvah before Shkia on Friday night. Okay. There is a comment of a Darkei Tshuva in Sivkat and Yudalid who writes that there are some people that have a minhag in some communities in Poland, Galicia, and Russia not to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. And they had a notion that to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos involved a certain degree of sakana. And he writes that in Munkach, when he came to Munkach, now there are the first volumes of Darkei Tshuva were compiled by the Munkacher who was the Minchas Lazer. The Minchas Lazer's father is who we refer to as the Darkei Tshuva. But the final volume of the Darkei Tshuva was compiled by the Minchas Lazer. The father compiled the initial volumes, and the son, the Minchas Lazer, compiled the last volume on Hilchos Nidah. So in the volume in Hilchos Nidah, he writes that when, I think he's referring to when his father came to Munkach, so he noticed that all the mikvahs were locked on Motzei Shabbos. That had been the minhag of Munkach when Darkei Tshuva and he stopped that. He told them they have to open the mikvahs on Motzei Shabbos. So what is this? What is this thing, son? What is this thing to not go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos? So he suggests that maybe they had a mistaken understanding of a masses of If you look in the Bar Hetev, Simon Kuf Tari Tet, Sivkatan Yud Aleph. Simon Kuf Tari Tet, Sivkatan Yud Aleph. So you cross the masses in Yemen. Two of the masses in Yemen, Kim and Hay. Kimiduma Lisa Lanagu Anasim Liachar Vlilbosh Levana the Shabbos Leontis. That women have the practice of not doing a Hashikara on Shabbos. The time in Hagan to aim both in Levana the Shabbos. Misum to Arthur Yutrich and Rip on Mosh the Shabbos. But you're Marchik and Atfil Nechafifa. So the reason for this Minag. Well, then if you're going to do a Hesek Tara on Shabbos, that means that the tefillah is going to be on Motzei Shabbos. And if you do the tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, you're necessitating the Marchik, the Chafifa from the tefillah. And therefore, the Masas Binyamin recommends, or the Masas Binyamin refers to a minhag of women deliberately pushing off the Hesek Tara to Sunday, to not create a situation where there was Hachiva going to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, because that's going to necessitate the Marchik, the Chafifa from the Tevila. So Dark Yeshua thinks maybe, or the Mechach Lofer thinks, maybe that's where this erroneous minhag came from, that just as there are communities where they deliberately push off the Hesek Tara from Shabbos to Sunday, so they also thought, even if you did Hesek Tara on Shabbos, you shouldn't be going to the because of the problem involved in the Marchik Chafifa from Tefillah. But whether or not that was the reason the Dark Yeshuva abolished such a minhag in Munkach, and I'm not aware of any contemporary communities where it's closed on Motzei Shabbos. Okay. The Gemara in Sanat Zayin on the Bays has the following, about 8-9 lines down. Amar Rav, Nida Bismana Eina Tavelis Ela Belayla. A Nida Bismana, meaning a Nida Deraisa who can go to the mikvah after 7 days of Nidusa. She's only allowed to go to the mikvah night following the seventh day. The shalom bismana tavelas bein b'yom bein b'layla. However, if it's shalom bismana, meaning she didn't go to the mikvah Motzei day 7, now it's already day 8. So once Motzei day 7 passed, she can go to the mikvah anytime, even during the daytime. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein bismana bein shalom bismana ain't a tavelas ela b'layla. Even Anida Shalom Bismana, even if she's going to the mikvah at a later date, she's still not allowed to go during the daytime. Mishum Srach Bita. Says Rashi, Mishum Srach Bita, Shanav Hegas Achabra Litvo Bayom, Vafila Bismana, Vafili De Karis. Layada, the Ima Bishmini, who the Tavla Bayom. So a woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah during the daytime, even on day 8, when he do so, because they worry that her daughter is going to teach her something like coming up. The daughter will realize that on day 8, the daughter will say, I'd like to go to Sunday 7, and that could incur a chiva. So for that reason, we're going there not to go to the mikvah in the daytime, even on day 8. Okay. Now, when the Gemara says over here that we're talking about Nida Shalom Bismana, Rashi says Shalom Bismana Bishmini. Such that according to Rav's initial Shita, Bashmini are allowed to go during the day. And according to Rav Yochanan, Bashmini are not allowed to go during the day. And then the Gemara says, Yaf Rav Hadar Day. And Rav is closer to agree that you can't go to the mikvah during the day, even by Yom Hashmini. I'm Rav Chiya bar Rashi. I'm a Rav. Neither be mifanu ben shalom mifanu in the tevel fell the line l'shul sachbita. Fine. So Rashi says shalom mifanu is Hashmini, but presumably that's lav dafka. It doesn't mean Hashmini not Hashmini. But even Hashmini, any subsequent day, you would not be able to go to mikvah by yom, be it day 8 or be it day 9. That's more explicit than Tosfos even Rashi in Yishimah Sachbita. Tosfos writes explicitly bein b'ches, bein b'tes. I lush at a Rambam as well. Peridal and Lachazayan. Rambam Peridal and Lachazayan. This Achra Kama Yam. That she's delayed a few days. And still, she can only go to Nikla Balayla. Not Bayom. And that's what the Shach writes here in Sivkata and Zayan. So either Rashi writes Bishmini. Likely that's Lav Dafka. And it would be Bachi'i or any subsequent day as well. Okay. So this is the concern of Srach Bita. And just before we continue the Gemara, the Shach writes, Shesabrash ima tavle bayolim v'tasa kingdom hi, v'asidu eim labas, you know, that was, that we ask her to kill the young Shiva Safi, even if there's no bus. Fine. I believe you saw it. I'm telling that there were Perig Bay's Osei. You sound me right. Nita Sheiber's Mana Tavela, Dain Bayom, Dain Balaiwa. She's allowed to go to the mikvah.
There's something that is
not assumed by that in the interest of minimizing the machlokas between the Yisraeli and the Babli,
he suggests that maybe the Babli
Let's continue with the Gemara. The Gemara then says, "Askin Rav Idi Benar, Lemitbal Biyoma de Tanaya Mishemar Yusa, that Rav Idi made a takana in the city of Nar to allow going to the mikvah on day 8." Mishumar Yusa, because there were lions roaming around and it was dangerous to go to the mikvah at night. Rav Achav Yaakov Pipunya Mishum Gazi, there were robbers around the night. Rav Yehuda Pumpadisa Mishum Tzin, it was too cold at night. Rav Melchuzah Mishum Avuloi, 2 days in Rashi, either these were the gatekeepers that were causing trouble, or there were mud puddles on the road, or you know, things that you could trip on that made it dangerous to go out at night. Okay, so multiple instances because of some extenuating circumstance, but Yamash meaning. Then the Gemara says the following. Avalei Papalei Rav Labaye. Lichti ha'idna kulusaf exavas tevini rabbanan. So nowadays, every woman is a saf exava anyway, meaning no one is going to go to the mikvah
after expectation of neither for life, huh? Because we meet everyone in the whenever not in town,
given it to you. So given that nowadays everybody is a suffix of Lipolino Bimamba the Shriya. So what's wrong with going to the mikvah on day 7? Because there's no concern that day 7 is going to be day 7 when they do so. We're definitely past the Yemei Nidus. So what's wrong with going to the mikvah on day 7? Mishodrib Shimon, Ditanya, Achar Titar, Achar Achavakulan, Shalatetama, Masakas Binayan, Shimon Omer, Achar Titar, Achar Maifet Titar. Well, I'm a Chachamim, after last of Cain, Shema Tavali De Safik. Rib Shimon says that in principle, Mixes Hayom Kikulo, and therefore you could go to the mikvah on day 7 of Shimon Akiyam. However, we're concerned that you may come with day Safik, says Rashi. Litbala Bimamadisvila, Mimanasach. Im Nidahi, Areyam Tvilasi Yosem, Yitayin Luyasa. Im Zavahi, Tavel Zavabayam. Offer Maisa, Panisha Safar, Mixus Hayom, Shalzayan, Titari de Tila. We may Safik, Shemet to Shamish Bobayom. Vitir Miyad, Lacher Tashmish, we're concerned. She's going to go. Kula. Then she's going to have Tashmish. And then she's going to be Roadam, and that's going to be Soseres. Nimsa Soseres called Shafaneha, Utfilasa Pisula. So because of the concern, it's on May 7. So what's the flow between the Gemara's initial concern of Rachbita and the Gemara's concern, even by Azava, Tokshiv and Akiyim, of Shematira Vitistra? And once you have Shematira Vitistra as a concern, and we're saying there's no need to derive that anymore anyway, are we still concerned about Rachbita? You go to Rashbam. It's saying a lawful maitha, the woman cannot go to the mikvah during the day because of Rashbam. The one here we have to keep the Ishai of Rashbita is man of there. Iko necha shafila biyom zayin, atu yom shishi dinakiyam. So if we're concerned about Rashbita, so then anything we could be worried that the daughter is going to take you on to make a bayom anytime, even much earlier, even on day 6. M. Kane, could actually Rav Acha Michti Kulunashi in a Savik Zavav Shavin Rabbana Lipulu be Mavadi Shvia, the Shivin Akiyam, Hainu Yom Shmini Luriasa, Lishni Le Aser Mishum Sakita. Why is it when Rav Acha is dealing with a question of why can Why are we not concerned about Rashbita anymore? Ela Nira Be'enai, says the Ravia, this Rachbita lo shayach ela benida deraisa. That, no, we're only keeping Rachbita, we don't need the deraisa. The Afilim Ra'a Kol Shiva, Tavelas Shmini. The Imra Sayom Echanami, Tavelas Belel Shmini. Hilkach Afilu Shiloh Bivman, at the Haini Yom Shmini, Gazer Chacham, Shiloh Titbo, Mishim Rachbita, Shema Titavit Titbo, Beyon Shvi, the Asuri De Karis Vada. So we're only concerned about that neither the right. But he goes on to say, "Hilchah b'zman hazeh b'yom shvi'i asura lipo l'chachila mishum d'Rav Shimon." So in the end, the Gemara rejects Srachbita. Why does he say nichti all our women are safek zavos? And then Mar raises the concern that about you. So that's the case. We're only concerned about Shabbat Tervitis. Or it says, Rav Yah, this line is Abbey Onus. We have to really follow up on the Shabbat Tervitis. What do you mean? Without any qualification. That's the position of the Rav Yah. Further, even on day seven, a woman can go to the mikvah because no one can eat in the rice anymore. And they're only machmir when there was nida daraisa. Of Shamatir Vitesh. Because of Zerach Bita. And that's what Tosfos assumes, Ibn Maskel Mishum, that since the Amar Ramar only matter going to the mikvah on day eight because of the lions and the other extenuating circumstances, but it sounds like short of that, it would have been Usher. And Rav lived after Abzera. They're already at a point where we were knowing. And yet, we're still concerned about then the Rav Yah has to understand that this whole discussion was only at a time that we're dealing with Nida Daraisa. That's why the Tosfos assumes that even Bizman Hazeh, there is a concern of Drach Bita. And then the Rav Yah seems to have a compelling raya that if Drach Bita is so relevant, now we treat everyone as a Sathing Zava, then why did the Gemara read that? Go to the mikvah on day seven by Yom. So the civil of the Shakratari may be more like the Rav Yah. But in the other, we're trying to have to assume that once the Gemara says, is also concerned about the
If she doesn't return home until nighttime. So Tosis here writes, even Rav from Yeshiva Nachmita, Mi Arabinatam, the Ain could pay the rat, Kishatasha Vadesa, Yalila, the Ainat Rikha Tate Balila Lidesa, the Shiva Yava Lidesafik. Lakalanechash and Titbal, he, Bayom, Samach Lichashecha, Titbal Bita Bora Yam Gadol. The Margash of Abbas, Bekash, Titbal, Samach Lichashecha, Kima. To only return to the house at night, then we're not concerned about Shaman Tiram and Tishmoy because by the time she gets home, it's already nighttime. We're not concerned about Rav Mita because, from the daughter's perspective, she's going to the mitzvah no earlier than some. So if a woman's going to go to the mitzvah by Yom and not return home until nighttime, Kartavina Tam, that doesn't pose a problem. Now, Tosos here, this citation of Rabbeinu Tam, it seems to be in the context of Tefillah by Yom Hashmini. And we're talking. And returns after night assumes two mistakes on the part of the daughter. However, if you then the daughter only needs to wake to make one if you're coming home, at night, right? But if Rav Mita would be concerned, theoretically, both on day 7 and on day 8. Okay.
So the showreel
Sorry about that. My focus is on day 7 as well. And then you probably get a lot of money, and somehow you have to be going to the store because we would have assumed that he knew what his father or the Russian tradition was. That was presented. So, Gross and Moshe has to be dealt with in the tour. Thank you, Sean. Masna, a few of the people who came up with the same song, the cover of the bass and the music that song, once they're condemned their song with the answer. So we steal a song from the time then, so we can't go to the same song, but you know, people can go to the end of the song, and the fiber doesn't qualify, we can't go by home. And the coffee crew got to the time with only not here underneath. And then on day 7, he writes on the other, says the minute is right for day time to be Mako on day 8. And even then, we can do that. We saw some. But instead of
Before you get to the party, and Jesus is coming back to the
The reason is because and Lisa Hasecha. So correct, right. Correct. The situation from the area of the virus on the line that allows the rebellion. Where there is a tzarech and a dangerous going night, that's talking about Sila on day 8. Tifrei Shuvah writes, which is Karten Yudalis, according to the Chamud Yudalis, L'chora Nira, the Lo Mahani Onef, Ela Ima Onef, L'chol Anoshe Tibir. That the onus that is rather than the rest of the world is always the university. And onus that affects everyone. And that's all the cases in the Gemara. The robbers, the lions, the guards, the situation that affects everyone. The effect is like that, that the assignment is very simple. The man is like all that. Hey, so go off if you want to stick. The most often thing to do against the Chalud Ben Yo, having more than
Daniil,
as was Ernest Mikhailovich, as was Revozner. And volume 2, page 241. The allowance to go to the mikvah on day 8, Bayom, in one of two ways. The either, since everyone in town knows that there are these dangers to go to the mikvah at night, so we're not as concerned about Tzvach Pita, because we don't want to understand the reason why the mikvah Bayom is because of this onus situation that is known to everyone. That's one possibility. Or that in a situation of onus, well, gazru mishum tzvach pita. So either we're not just concerned about tzvach pita because the blood will realize that because there's three onus, or if you have a hero, the Malcolm Ulla has a lot of onus. And the Malcolm Ulla to me is a personal onus. If it's like general, so then that applies to the compression letters. And if you the allowance even in a for a personal illness. And I got a Rambam. He was asked about a woman who had not gone to the mikvah for a long time and was still being with her husband. And now she's willing to go to the mikvah, but she's embarrassed to go to the mikvah at night because she doesn't want to go to the mikvah, she's the only woman there. And she's not going to the mikvah, going to go to the mikvah at all. And she's going to continue living with her husband. The Isser. So the Nazim writes about his reactive shining, if not for the fact that the show is very persistent in body to address it. And he has the following analysis. And saying that she's very bad for her night. And if you don't have my own, then she's going to potentially violate an Isidiza. So in that situation, I would like to have a victim by Yom to prevent her violating this Isser. Because that question should be dependent on the following, Hagiga Das Pass. And what are the problems of being able to do this in the Psalm? The Asa Nash and the Prophet. What is it? To avoid an evasion of more karma. From our understanding, those photo country won't do any of it. So that's the question. We
allow someone to violate Chol Yom Bayom, to avoid an Issur Chol.
Because even there, maybe it's not the same. Because maybe this will lead to a Kilkul Rabbin. People would think it's much to go by him. There have been a few things that's less of a reason to be accommodated. But he says these kinds of analyses require careful thought. He says, just like a doctor will have to carefully decide whether sometimes they have to amputate in order to save a life, and you can only do that in proper use of a doubt. Here too, if you're talking about taking life, you need to be able to do it. That a woman should be circumspect.
These days,
address this as well. Can you be done with that? You have had the theory that people may think that they're willing to pass. So, you kind of have to do that from the top. You want to learn to do the right thing. On day 7. That's what the Chachma Sadr writes in Kuf Yuches Otei, that if she won't be able to go to the mikvah on day 8 or day 9 because of an Odes, then you could be matir going to the mikvah on day 7. Taylor Gimel Simonkov Ayanote was asked about someone who has to travel in a boat far away with his wife, and the boat departing on day 7. So they can't go to the mikvah tonight. Can they go to the daytime? So he's no chance to be not here since a long time afterwards. It's a chance for the talk. And even though the family is a little bit of a bumping back here, the first one is.
The next time we're going to go on to talk about Chatifa.
Okay.